This article appeared in the fall 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Spiritual Landmarks by Jane Greer. The 130-member First Unitarian Universalist Church of Wichita, Kansas, had children very much in mind when they planned their new building. The new 7,000-square-foot building includes three religious education classrooms that take up 40% of the building, said Marcia Diggs, the congregation's former president. It was very much a concern that they have great rooms. The congregation has intergenerational worship twice a month. Completed in February 2008, the new building reflects the congregation's desire for three things, Diggs said. A feeling of connection with the outside, universal accessibility, and visibility in the community. It scored on all three counts, she said. Large windows give congregants a sense of connection to the Kansas landscape. Universal accessibility has brought some congregants back who were unable to access the old building, and the church's new location on a busy street has led to new members. The building's clean, simple lines replicate the Kansas landscape. In addition to the religious education rooms, the building includes a fellowship hall, library, kitchen, and offices. The fellowship hall is being used as a sanctuary until the congregation can raise money to build a new one. Three rooms have been constructed as safe rooms with 18-inch thick concrete walls to withstand Kansas tornadoes. Set on a 5.5-acre lot, the building was built using many green construction techniques, including using low-emissivity glass windows to lower the total heat flow, putting the ductwork inside rooms instead of in the ceiling, and buying dual-flush toilets to reduce water consumption. Jane Greer is senior editor of UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.